Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of March 2nd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. You can tune in to Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897wjho.org, and you can get the Radio Alabama app. Inside that app, you can listen to the whole Radio Alabama family. You can scroll down to WJHO. You'll be listening to Rock the Flock there, and you can go to the podcast and get the Rock the Flock podcast. So we are in week number 6. So enjoy all of those. This week, Mr. David Coleman will join the show. David has a unique way of sharing the message in his music. You won't want to miss that interview. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Miss Sam Carey will debut her song, Starts With a Prayer. God bless you. Thank you for listening. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. I appreciate you tuning in. I thank you so much for your support, and I thank all the independent Christian artists, and there are a couple of labeled artists who wanted to be on the show. God bless all of you, because as I just told our guest, I'm blown away. You guys make the show. I got several messages from last week's show, how you enjoyed it, and it's all you guys. It's your music. It's the testimonies you have to share to a nation, and now where some of the streams are going to the world with this show. So God bless all of you. And this week I am again. I'm blown away. I'm humbled. I'm honored. David, I'm not a big word guy, so you probably heard me if you heard some of the shows. When I say I'm blessed, I mean I'm blown away. David Coleman, Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you. Like you, I feel very blessed. This was unexpected even for me.
Well, we cheated. I thought about it. I said, what do I say? We cheated because normally I don't get to talk to my guest before we get on the show. But we've been late at night on Instagram.
Yes, we have.
Having conversations. We had just an awesome phone conversation.
Yeah, we did.
And I've been waiting for this interview.
I've been waiting for bated breath and praying a lot because I'll admit it shook me. It made me nervous, and at the same time looking at God going, this is about you, not me.
Amen. Because again, I feel like a broken record, again, saying things I say, but I pray, Lord, send who you want on your show. And he does. It's just cool to sit back and watch it. So welcome to the Rock the Flock family. Thank you for your music. It's cool. But before we get to all of that, who's David Coleman?
Well, let's see. I'm 44 years old. As a matter of fact, today, while we're recording.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado. So lived there most of my life up until about 2016. And then I moved up here to Idaho Falls, Idaho. Idaho is beautiful. About 1,000 feet lower than Denver, though. So a little bit more oxygen. I'm married. I've been married for 25 years this year in August to my lovely wife. I've got 4 adult children, 2 girls and 2 boys. My boys are twins. So I've got girls on either end of the bookshelf, as it were. Both of them engaged. And then my sons, God willing, he'll bring the right woman for them eventually. But that's okay. No rush. They're 21. They've got time. Lived quite a bit of a life. I've done a lot of everything. Growing up, I did a lot of choir. In high school, I was part of our choir, our advanced choir. As in our drama team, I was part, head of sound for the tech crew, so very technically savvy. Absolutely enjoyed everything. I was raised in music by my parents. Mm-hmm. I got to hear my mom and dad playing music and singing and writing music since I was, that I can remember, all the way back to when I was 5 years old. Raised in a Christian home and blessed to know Jesus from a young age. But at the same time, my relationship with God grew and changed as I got older and came to more understanding. Mm-hmm. I've done quite a few careers. I carried a Class A license for a while. Class A vehicles for a couple years. Most of my career was security. Current career is a pharmacy technician. Mm-hmm. And now what God's led me into is praise music. I've always been moved by God's praises in various forms, although I will admit one of my deeper passions, which is what the music I've gotten a blessing to write, is based on is Christian rock. So groups like Skillet, TFK, Red. Mm-hmm. I've always felt God's spirit moving and at the right times. What started me into this particular path, though, I felt that I was going down a difficult and dark path, and a lot of things in my life really weighed heavy. And I remember crying out to God frequently in my car, talking to my own father and asking him, what do I do? How do I deal with this? And he would give me every bit of it, biblical advice all the way to praying for me and saying, just give it to God. And every time I did, I still felt weighed down and I felt like maybe it was myself. First time I started writing music was back just this last November. And it initially was under the guise of wanting to write music for background music for a board game. I'm sure people have heard of Dungeons and Dragons. For a group of my friends, we all sit there and roll some dice and move characters. And I run the game for them and they get to act out their character and have a good time. And I've always been able to move them with music, whether it was a sad moment, a happy moment, a combat moment. And I thought this would be something I could use. Well, again, in a very dark place, I found myself one night writing in the music and felt very moved to put that pain into it and didn't know why. Thus, the first song on the album was currently released, I Feel My Heartbreak, really had a lot of that emotion in it. And all the music after that just felt like I was being freed from everything that God was saying, I'm here, I've been listening. And so this started that journey that I'm on right now that I still don't see the path fully. But that's me in a nutshell, a big computer game nerdy board game guy who's got a loving wife and children who serves God wholeheartedly.
Well, I think it's cool what you just said, because you're on a journey and I can't see really where I'm going, but man, that's where God wants us, because when we're in that moment, man, we got to lean on him. That's what faith is all about. When I can't see, Lord, you are providing the way, and trust in him to take us. You know, there was a young man today at work, and he's one I share all of your music. I've shared your music with him because he needs help. And he said, Mr. Greg, he said, I prayed this morning, but I still feel heavy. Something's just heavy. And I said, that's okay, because, you know, there are going to be days that we got to trust the Lord and we have to grind it out. I mean, it's not, every day is not beautiful. It's not. There's some days that are tough. But in that, David, you know, I know, the Lord will never leave us.
Remember that.
So no matter what it is, no matter what we see, how we feel, God's in control.
He's shown his hand in my life many times, and I can't deny that he's there. When I was younger, and I was told this later, so my mom, where she was at in her life, the doctors told her I would come out deformed and with Down syndrome and all kinds of other health issues, and my mom made a choice, and this was the first time Satan really was trying to kill me, but the doctor told her you should just abort him and be done. And my mom made the choice. She says, I will love my son no matter how he comes out. I was my mom's biggest and healthiest baby. And the jokes that fly from that were always fun. Later on in life, my sister and I were playing in our room, and we had a brilliant idea to pull a dresser drawer, and it fell down on us. And instead of us both getting badly hurt, worst we had was a bump on our head. I've been hit by a truck and not a scratch on me. I've fallen 15 feet and the worst I got was a dislocated shoulder. God definitely sent his angels and kept charge of me to keep me safe in multiple situations. And every time, especially as I got older, I listened to that small voice where I was choosing to make a bad decision. I would still hear that voice saying, don't do it. And some of the decisions I still went through and felt bad about later, and others I listened and walked away and kept from having even worse consequences. And as I've gotten older, I've seen God's hand even with my children, with my wife, I've called out to God multiple times, and he's answered, not always in the way I expect, but he's answered. And there's no denying God has his hands in our lives, and he won't leave us or forsake us.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, I know everybody has Rock the Flock homework on the show, and that is bringing a Bible verse or scripture to us, because that's what this is all about, man. It is. It's about the Word of God, and it's about this awesome music that David, you, and all the other artists put into their music. So when we come back, I'm ready to hear what you're fixing to lay down to us.
I look forward to it.
We'll be right back with David Coleman right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, if you're streaming online, or if you're listening through the Radio Alabama app, I know you're enjoying the show. God bless you for being a part of it. And David Coleman, God bless you for being a part of today's show.
God bless you too. You're being used by our Lord just as much.
Well, it's my favorite. Well, it's the second. I guess I have to be honest. They're tied, because I love the verse and what people bring with their verses, and I love the music. So, but we're gonna go first, because that's where it needs to be, in the Word of God. So, David, I think you have some scripture to share with us.
So this one has been on my heart for a long time, and it's a Psalm 91. This one was taught to me since I was really, really young by my grandmother and my parents. And there's a whole long story of it, but I'll go through a part of it. And that is, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Through the rest of it, God speaks of delivering us from evil and plagues, and protecting us, covering us under his wings, and not letting anything come near us that with only our eyes we'll see what happens in front of us, because that's how deeply he loves us, that he gives us the strength to go through all these trials in life, and gives us the ability to tread upon all the things that come after us very, very similar to David defeating the lion, defeating Goliath. It gives us that strength. And that scripture, the whole thing, the whole chapter, is a testament to God's promise of protection for us. How much, and David was saying how much he loves God, and at the end, you know, I really believe it's God saying, "He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him in my salvation, or bring him into my salvation." And right there, that was also a testament to what Jesus was going to do later, and that provide through his death and resurrection salvation, so we can be with him and give us that protection that he promised right there in Psalm 91, that assured protection that we don't have to do anything, that he's right there to hold us in place.
Well, amen. Thank you for sharing that. And when we come back, I can say it now, my favorite part will be the music. So we'll be back with David Coleman. And when we come back, my guest has an AKA, and that's cool. It's David AI. And we're going to find about all of that coming up next, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Mr. David Coleman from the state of Idaho. That's the first Rock the Flock artist in Idaho. And I told our station owner, I have to get a map now and start putting little pins in the states, or stickers, get a little Rock the Flock sticker and put on all the states. And I'll have to go outside the states now, because last week, my guest was from the Netherlands. And that's pretty cool. And there are pastors in, like I said, in Africa that listen to this. An orphanage in Africa listens to this show. That's cool. 30 kids sit back and get to hear this wonderful music, all the wonderful artists that come on the show, and another one this week, Mr. David Coleman. But David, we've talked about Mr. Coleman a lot already in this show, and now's the time that we take the Coleman out of it, and we replace that Coleman. And it's David AI. What in the world is David AI?
So, as much as I enjoy singing, I, admittingly, have been out of practice for a very long time. But still being moved by God, I wanted to make music, again, for a whole different reason. God changed it to what he wanted, which I feel blessed again to do so. David AI literally is an AI singer. He's my voice in an AI form, singing the songs God wants sung. I get to still orchestrate the music and where the lyrics God wants, but following the Spirit of God, I just went through and each time felt where God wanted it to be. And so David AI was born. He's not too dissimilar from me. We'll just say he still has a bald head like I do. And, he praises God just as much, if not harder, you know, as much as I've been working him lately. But I felt that it was the persona to take on for a artist name, because that's what it is. It's an AI singing, and it's me and my emotions behind it, but ultimately it's the Spirit of God behind it, and Amen. What God wants out and praised. And I started doing this music and introducing it to my family and my friends and asking, what do you guys think? What does this sound? I've had family and friends crying and praising God, and my own mom absolutely loves most of the music that I put out, which I didn't realize she was quite a rocker herself still. but throughout all this, they've all been encouraging, and when they, it all encouraged me, you ought to release this, Dave, you know, people need to hear this. It got rejected the first time with my first song. I got rejected, and I was like, it's not meant to be. And then it was my future son-in-law who said, try this through Ditto Music. So I did. And thus, Freeing from Darkness, the first album I released back in January, got released and blew my socks off. I did a double take when they said, hey, it's being sent to all streaming services. I couldn't believe it. And then I looked up and said, okay, God, what are you doing? And thus, David AI became completely realized.
I love it.
And I recently posted a video even on my YouTube with me talking about it. And I've had a few struggles with God, keep me humble through this, because I this isn't about me, it's about you. And no matter what anyone else, this is unconventional, I found out through various sources who've talked to me physically, not only you, but others who've wanted to reach out and talk to me. A lot of them looked at it and you could hear the uncomfortableness in their voice. Like, why isn't it you? And I go, well, it is, but at the same time, it isn't.
But don't artists go to recording studios and they doctor their voices up, they fix pitches in it, it's the same thing.
And I actually kind of equate myself to almost like a DJ that stands there hyping up the crowd, and all he does is play music for mm-hmm. everyone to listen to, and that's all he does. He's there to play the music, and yeah, he gets the crowd hyped up and talks to them a little bit, but most of the time he has his headphone over his ears, scratches a few vinyls, and lets the music go.
The music's the vehicle. It takes it to where it needs to be, but yeah. it's the words. That is what it's all about, the message.
And I agree. I felt a peace about it after last night, as a matter of fact, and said, God, you're the one driving this. You're the one who wanted this. You wanted me to be just willing to do this, no matter what anyone else says. You knew that in my heart, I would choose to be obedient and just do it. Amen. And that's what I'm planning on continuing to do.
Well, how can people connect with you?
A couple ways. Main way is through social media. I do have actually quite a few. I have an Instagram. I have an X account. I have YouTube. I have a Truth account. You can find me on YouTube at Wolf Knight, and Knight is spelled N-I-G-H-T 81. Instagram, it's Wolf Knight, as in K-N-I-G-H-T 81. You can also look up my music under David AI, or even look up the first album I've currently got, Freeing from Darkness. You can find me on any of the platforms right now, quite literally, for streaming. And please reach out to me, message me on any of them. I've been enjoying talking to people about this. Even if it as far as, hey, you need prayer, I'm here for that too. You don't even have to tell me what it's for. I believe the Spirit will lead me in how I should pray.
Well, you led right into it. Can I say a prayer?
Awesome. Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you once again. I'm blown away with who you have brought to this show. God, be with David, be with his family, be with his music. Lord, give him the strength, Lord. And even though he says he can't see the path, Lord, you have it. He is in your hands. I see it. He is your son, your child. So guide him, protect him, and be with him every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, brother, thank you for being an amazing guest today.
Thank you for having me. I was excited about this, still am, and hopefully in the future I get to do it again.
Yes, sir. The more music you have coming out, we'll get you back on the show. We'll kind of maybe get an update of what's going on.
So, you know, I've got actually a bunch of singles coming out this. One of the things that I know is coming out this week on the 20th is Show Me the Path. A lot of people on my Instagram requested it. So it'll be released to Spotify and all the streams. But every Wednesday from that point on till about April, I've got a new track coming out each week. I just felt led that each one of the ones I have currently on YouTube in a lyric video should be released for everyone to listen. A lot of people have asked me, do you have it on Spotify? Do you have it on the various streaming services? And until God leads me to make another full album, I'm just going to keep doing that. And I hope everyone enjoys them.
That's cool, because Jesus kind of lived without rules, didn't he? I mean, he just parked on the side of a river and just told you to sit on the mountainside, and that was church. So, I mean, I love what you're doing. I love that it's not on the beaten path. I mean, it's amazing. I talked about the song you just sent me, you know, The Final Trumpet. There's just something about that song. I love it. I love the words in it. I love the music. It's a really cool song.
I really believe God is raising up new disciples in this time to do what's unexpected, from unexpected places, instead of in the big churches, inside of the people that they consider the people ultimately follow and think that this person knows what's going on. He's bringing about those that are not following man's rules, showing, no, this is my way, and this person here is following me. This person here is following me, and they're doing exactly what I want. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days I'm sitting by a river praising God with the music blasting. So you never know. You might see a YouTube video of me being a led of the Spirit like David. Hopefully not dancing through the city like David did. But the Lord will do what he will in my life.
Amen. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Like I told you before, you're welcome back anytime. And another arrow in the quiver. As I said, we're building an army. This is an army, and it is for the final trumpet, because I guess that's why I like that song so much, because this is what Rock the Flock is all about. I believe, you know, I've always said it, I'm built for the end times. And I never knew what it meant. Now I know what it means. This show is built for the end. And like I said, this show will go until the end. So,
amen.
You know, just keep sending the music, keep being the father you are, the husband you are, the musician you are. And I can't wait to hear the future projects coming out.
Thank you. I look forward to sharing them with you. And again, thank you again.
Well, I'll tag all your platforms on the post I do about the show. You'll have to send me a picture you want me to use, and I'll get all that done.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll send that to you today.
That is Mr. David Coleman, aka David AI, right here on Rock. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. What a special guest I had, Mr. David Coleman, aka David AI. And thank you to Sam Carey for sharing her brand new song, debuting right here on Rock the Flock, Starts with a Prayer. We'll have her in just a few weeks. Coming up next week on the show will be Miss Brooke Manzi. I'm excited to meet this child of God, and we'll listen to her music and listen to what God has done in her life. Thank you again, all you amazing artists who made up not just this week's show, but last week's, the week before, all the Rock the Flock artists. Thank you for being a part of something so special. And I want to leave you with this week. I just want to leave you something from the Bible, and it comes from Numbers 6, verse 24 through 26. And it says, "May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Have a great week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this is Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.